Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week sees the release of the new Robin Hood movie from director Otto Bather, starring Jamie Foxx and Taron Egerton, and I'm excited about it. I mean, there's a lot of movies opening up this week. You have Creed 2 also opens and stuff, but I'm a big Robin Hood fan. I even have like a Robin Hood-esque tattoo, so that's, yeah, it's the rooster that plays our outro song from the week from the Disney one. But I enjoy Robin Hood, so I thought this week we'd kind of look at the acclaimed ancient archer himself and just celebrate, you know, all things Robin Hood. Today is no different. We're going to look at Robin Hood's history in video games. So it's interesting. There's not a lot of Robin Hood video games, especially recently. Back at the dawn of video games, there were a few, but all in all, there's really not. I think that, I don't know, it kind of baffles me, really, because I feel, especially now with your big open world games, you can make a Robin Hood game and make it awesome. Make it like Red Dead. You know, make big open world, you're Robin Hood trying to take down the Sheriff of Nottingham. You know, you'd have little side missions to help poor people and rob from the rich, and it would make for a wonderful, wonderful game. But you know, I don't know, maybe there's reasons. But the first Robin Hood game appeared back in 1983. It was Robin Hood is all it was called. It was actually a racing game on ColecoVision. And it's interesting. It's definitely interesting because, you know, you would think of a Robin Hood game, racing would probably be the last thing that came to your mind. But it was the early days, and it's how it was. Then in 1985, you saw the release of a few Robin Hood games. You had Super Robin Hood from Codemasters come out in 85. It's kind of a platform action game. And it was their first title that Codemasters, who now, you know, from a lot of the ATV games and F1 games and stuff like that, it came out on the Amstrad CPC, ZX Spectrum, the Commodore 64, Atari ST, the Amiga, and the NES. And it had kind of had voices on it and stuff. Really pretty progressive, especially seeing how the people that designed it were like 17 at the time, so that's nice. Also in 85, you had Robin of the Wood from Odin Computer Graphics. It was a maze game. Okay, I get that. You're in the forest, you're in the woods, mazes and stuff. It was on the ZX Spectrum and the Commodore 64, and it was, I don't know if it was released here in America, but it was in the UK and in Spain. And lastly, again, 1985, you had Robin of Sherwood, The Touchstones of Rhiannon. And it was based on a UK TV series from the 80s that kind of retold his origin and stuff. And it's got a few different type of games in one. It was on the Amstrad CPC. And you start off like in prison in the castle and you escape. And you have to find these six touchstones and the sheriff's trying to track you down. You know, it, as far as old school, is better than E.T. when it comes to movies and or games inspired by movies and TV. Then in 1987, you had Defender of the Crown from CinemaWare. It was a strategy-style game, and it was CinemaWare's first game. It was released on the Commodore Amiga, and also it was MS-DOS, the NES, the PS3 Applegate 2 GS, Atari ST, ZX Spectrum. It's all sorts of systems, and it was pretty neat. You had different factions and stuff, and you know, you would call in Robin Hood to come help you attack the other people and steal from them, and so a nice little use of the character. Also in 87, you had The Curse of Sherwood from Mastertronic. This was another kind of adventure game. It was on the Amstrad CPC, ZX Spectrum, and Commodore 64. Those were the systems back in the day. Like, the NES hadn't really taken off and stuff, but yeah, PC gaming and some of these other games. And it was a little different because you were actually Friar Tuck, and he was more of a wizardy type guy. It was set in Robin Hood mythology, which is interesting. 91, you had The Adventures of Robin Hood from Millennium Interactive, and pretty straightforward game. You know, rob from the rich, give to the poor, defeat the sheriff's men, save peasants, and a lot of archery. It was on MS-DOS, Atari ST, and Amiga. And if you go and look at the cover for this game, it looks just like some of the movie posters for Robin Hood Prince of Thieves, which was another game that came out in 1991 from Virgin Games. It was on the NES and the Game Boy, and it's just based on the Kevin Costner movie from the time. Also in 91, you see a pattern here. They don't release Robin Hood games very often. When they do, they're all in the same year. In 91, you had The Conquest of the Longbow, The Legend of Robin Hood from Sierra Entertainment. Sierra used to make some awesome, awesome PC games. And this one, basically what happens, King Richard the First, you're trying to pay his ransom, restore him to the throne, and there's all these different missions and side missions and stuff. What's neat about it is it had like reading material with it, like, that explored Robin Hood and from various scholars and everything. So it was pretty educational as well, along with it looks like it's pretty fun. I haven't played a lot of these, but this one, you know, I love Sierra Games. They, like I said, they made a lot of good PC games back in the early 90s. Then in 93, you had Robin Hood Legend Quest, again from Codemasters. And this was just a puzzle game that Maid Marian's been locked in the castle by the sheriff, and you have to go and find her. It was also on the Amstrad CPC, Atari, Commodore 64, and Commodore Amiga. Also in 93, like I said, they doubled down on years. You had Defender of the Crown 2, and this is just like the old Defender of the Crown from 87. This just kind of improved on everything. And yeah, same thing. You're trying to save King Richard, and you can call Robin Hood to help you and stuff. This one, 1999... this is an honorable mention, I guess. It's Age of Empires 2, the Age of Kings. And you could control hero units and stuff. So he's not like a main character, but Robin Hood was one of the ones you could control. They also had like Richard the Lionheart, Joan of Arc, Genghis Khan, Saladin and stuff. And they had different perks that you could use that would help you out there. Fast forward 2001, you had Robin Hood from EA. And this was on the Game Boy Color. This is basically Zelda. Like, even the cover looks like a Zelda game, but with Robin Hood. So, you know, just trying to play off the success of Zelda. And, yeah, you know, it did okay. 2002, you had Robin Hood, The Legend of Sherwood from Wanadu. It's more of a stealth-type strategy game. And it's, yeah, you had all your characters and stuff. And it's all kind of set in Sherwood, and you're sneaking around. You can be Little John, Friar Tuck, Will Scarlet, Maid Marian, all of those. It was on Mac, Windows, Linux, all your standard computing stuff at the time. Little different take, like I said, with the stealth and things, but it worked. 2003, you had Robin Hood, Defender of the Crown from Capcom. And this was on PlayStation 2 and original Xbox and Windows. And it's kind of based on the old Defender of the Crown games, but it focuses more on Robin Hood and, you know, the RPG stuff, style of it. So it's kind of a spiritual spinoff instead of a spiritual successor. 2007, you had Robin Hood's Quest for PC and PS2. This was, again, kind of a stealthy adventure game. Didn't do too well, got some pretty bad reviews, and they give you missions, you had to go do things, and that was about it. You didn't even have your bow and arrow, though, for most of it, so how are you going to make a Robin Hood game like that? I'd rather do the racing game. 2007, you had another Defender of the Crown, Heroes Live Forever, on PC. Kind of pretty much it's just a remake of the old 87 one. 2010, you had Robin Hood, The Return of Richard from Nordcurrent. It was on iPhone, stuff like that. It was a mobile app game. And just, you're going around trying to free other archers and build up your army and stuff to reclaim the throne. And it, you know, peace through violence type thing. And then lastly, also in 2002... you had Robin's Quest, A Legend is Born. This was on the PC. And this one was a little bit better. It was point and click, but you could move around and do other stuff while you're solving puzzles. And it was a nice little kind of origin and seeing Robin get started. So there's been a whole lot of Robin Hood games. I mean, not a whole lot of Robin Hood games. We hadn't had one in almost a decade. You see there's everything from racing to stealth to strategy and to Zelda ripoffs, and that's why I think a Robin Hood game now would be awesome. So hopefully this movie does well and reignites people's passion for Robin Hood. Let me know, would you like to see a new Robin Hood game? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're out there and would love to hear from you. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Like, comment, share, subscribe, review, blah, 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 podcast stuff on iTunes and Stitcher. Just look for The Night Nerd everywhere, and that way you'll get not only this show, but Blah, Blah Comics, Blah, Blah Curse Words, The New Weird, and Family Sounds. Check out our other podcast, the DC Animated Adventures, where we break down the DC Animated Universe one episode at a time. It's a whole lot of fun over there, but otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you next time.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle lolly, oodle lolly, golly, what a day.